Mississippi State says it plans to hold a memorial service for Mike Leach after his family finalizes details for its own services. The voice of the Bulldog football team says Leach's legacy is clear. He was an innovator.
He created the air raid, which has in some way, shape, or form now found its way into every level of football from high school all the way to what, you know, they're doing in the NFL.
Neil Price says the weekly radio show that he did with Leach was a real experience.
I always said I was kind of like Briscoe Darlin when Andy Griffith would come to visit the Darlins up in the woods. You know, that he'd sit down and pick up a guitar and Briscoe'd say, just jump in where you can, Sheriff, and hang on. That was kind of my approach to those hour-long interviews on Thursday nights.
But Price says Leach was approachable and generous with his time, even with people he didn't know.
Oftentimes, that request for an autograph or a picture would turn into a conversation. Where are you from? How'd you wind up in Starkville? Oh, you're going to school here? What are you studying? He had a genuine curiosity about people.
MSU President Mark Keenum says Leach cast a tremendous shadow not just over Mississippi State University, but over the entire college football landscape. Bulldog quarterback Will Rogers said he'll never forget everything Leach taught him and the relationship that he and his coach had. Former Jackson State coach Deion Sanders called Leach a truly impactful person. Alabama's Nick Saban posted on Twitter he never quite knew where his conversations with Leach were going, but he says they always made him smile. Governor Reeves says he's heartbroken over Leach's death. In what his family calls his final act of charity, Leach became an organ donor. Kevin Stump is the executive director of the Mississippi Organ Recovery Agency.
Just as with all of our donor families, we are very honored to have the opportunity to help fulfill their wishes to help save lives through organ, tissue, and eye donation.
Stump says Leach was a registered donor and his family was supportive of his decision, one that could reverberate for years to come.
Every time a person donates, there's that direct gift to the individuals who receive from that donation. But in situations like with Coach Leach, there is even further potential of making an impact on even more lives as people make the decision to sign up to be donors through the acknowledgement of his decision.